In the casino, something as small as the roll of a dice or the spin of the slots holds the thrill of the unknown. Sign up with BetVictor, and when you wager 10 euro, you'll get 50 euro in bonuses on selected games, plus 100 free spins on Big Fast Splash. Place your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus new customers only. Offer expires within 7 days of sign up. 40 times wagering requirement. Visit betvictor.com for T's and C's. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest and special Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. This is one of our Christmas special episodes that we're releasing over the Christmas break because we're off.
Now, basically, there's nothing actually special about it, and Adrian shouldn't have said that because he's kind of
big. We went to a lot of effort.
He's kind of bigging it up to be something it's not. But if you enjoy Opinions Matter, which clearly you do because you're listening to this podcast, you're going to really, really enjoy this episode. And by the way, if you do have a bit of spare time and you're on a break from work or whatever, did you know there was a back catalogue? It's like the Beatles. You know the Beatles have a back catalogue?
Yeah. Well, we've actually more of a back catalogue than the Beatles.
We're bigger than the Beatles.
Well, we've more episodes than the Beatles.
Well, the Beatles didn't do a podcast.
No, but they have songs. We've more episodes of Opinions Matter than the Beatles
have
songs.
Okay, so we've a huge backlog. So if you have a bit of spare time...
Backlog. Not a backlog. Back catalogue, you fool.
What's a backlog? It's all jammed and stuff. Yes, we have a huge back catalogue. Doesn't sound right. Back catalogue of topics. Just go to our Spotify channel if you're not listening to this podcast on it. And just search for the amount of topics that are there. Literally, you could sit down. Someone actually worked out, Adrian. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine worked out, who has a very sad existence and very sad life. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Actually worked out that if you were to listen to all the podcasts that we've done so far, back to back.
Yeah.
Back to back, 9 months.
9 months?
9 months.
But who actually bothered to work that out?
He did. He calculated how many podcast episodes we've done. And the average time that each
9 months.
Anyway, you don't need to know that, guys. All you need to know is there's thousands of episodes in our back catalogue, like the Beatles. You'll find Letter B there, won't you?
You're being ridiculous.
Okay.
Now. Okay, we've compiled a few older episodes
that you may not have heard.
That you may not have heard to let you hear them again. And let's start right now. I want you to have a listen, if you will, please, to this message that we got from a lady called Zoe. Here's a topic for your podcast, which I love, by the way, says Zoe. Thanks very much indeed, Zoe. I got into a relationship with a guy 3 weeks ago, but there is a problem. He still lives in the same house as his wife, even though they're separated a year ago. He says they don't even talk to each other and obviously are in separate rooms, but they can't afford to sell up and move separately and live separately, and he said it could be another year. Do you think this is weird? Because all my friends are saying, get out now. But we get on great. My head's wrecked over this. And that is from a lady called Zoe. So this is very common, by the way. And Jeremy, you were telling me earlier on about some statistics that you came across.
I happened to hear this story a couple of weeks ago about something like 15,000 people are in this relationship. Are in this situation. So this is where you have a mortgage together with your partner, maybe mm-hmm. your husband or wife. You have a mortgage together and you're living in the house and you end up breaking up. And if you're renting, that's fine. You just cancel the rent and you move your separate ways. But if you have a mortgage together, mm-hmm. you have to put the house on the market. You have to hope you're not a negative equity. You have to sell the house and then you have to get enough money out of the sale of the house so you can both go off and buy somewhere else together. Now, in my situation, if we broke up next week, yeah, mm-hmm. and put the house on the market and sold it, the money we'd get from the sale of the house, we wouldn't be able to buy two separate houses. I mean, what house would you need to live in that you could split the proceeds and buy two houses?
Well, none nowadays, unless you're minted.
You'd only be in a million euro house. So this is a huge, huge problem. So I can understand why people are still living with their former spouse, yeah? However, and I know that it must be a difficult situation to be in. It must be horrible when you hate the person that you're living with, but you're living with them because you can't live anywhere else.
You have no choice, yeah.
You have no choice. However, no.
No, what?
I wouldn't be accepting that.
What do you mean you wouldn't be accepting it?
I wouldn't be. Zoe needs to, and she knows this because I messaged her before we came on today to tell her that, because she asked me what my advice was, and I'd say, get out, get out, get out.
Why? He's separated. What's the difference if they're living in the same house or not? They're sleeping in separate rooms, I understand. They're living in they're sleeping in separate rooms.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but unfortunately a fact of life that an awful lot of couples can't afford to live apart, and it's going to take a long time to work that out. Yeah?
Yeah. I get all that. Yeah.
I also understand, you can correct me if I'm wrong, his parents live down the country, so that's not even an option to move back in with mammy and daddy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have any options. He is kind of... He's stuck.
I wouldn't be having it.
You wouldn't be having it. So if you got into a relationship with somebody and then you found out that she is actually living at home with her ex-husband, they're separated for 2 or 3 years.
What I do feel is probably happening, I can't say because I don't want to be sued by them.
But what?
Leave it to your imagination.
What are you talking about? They're separated. He told her they're separated for years.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that his living arrangements, he doesn't have any choice but to stay living with her at this moment.
Okay, I'm not talking about Zoe's boyfriend, and I'll talk hypothetically about another couple who may be in this similar situation, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think the chances are that they're not hopping in together so some night? He arrives home and hops into bed.
Oh, but then he's not separated.
I just don't believe you can be still living under the same roof and separated.
But you can, of course you can.
No, you're not separated then if you're in the same. So you're in the bedroom next to them. So hang on, you say your situation.
Yeah.
And you broke up with your wife and you still lived in the house together.
Yeah.
And you're in a relationship with someone next week. And you're on the night out, yeah? You're out in the town this Saturday night, yeah? And you had a great night with your new girlfriend, yeah? And she's like, where are you off to now, Adrian? I'm just going home to the house. Oh, the house where your ex-wife lives. Yeah. But I'm in another room. No.
So you wouldn't try...
I hate to tell you this, Zoe, and you're a lovely girl, and I've got to know you over the last couple of days from talking to you back and forth on text, but I told you I was going to say this, you're being played like a fiddle. Like a fiddle.
So you're convinced that he's out with her, and then he goes home and he hops into bed with his ex-wife?
No, I'm not saying that about them, because I don't want to be sued, but what I'm saying is I would not trust someone.
Oh, you wouldn't trust someone? But hang on... whether you're separated or not, yeah? Okay, you're separating, you're living in separate places, yeah?
Yeah.
That same thing you're talking about. People who are separated tend not to hop into bed together because they're separated. They've split up.
You're not hearing me. All I'm saying is, Zoe, I'm not saying that it is happening. I can't legally say that it is happening, but I would bet my house on it.
What you're saying without saying is that he's still banging his ex-wife. That's really what you're saying without saying it.
Am I allowed to say that?
That's what you're saying without saying it.
Okay.
So no, that's actually a very severe insult to the ex-wife that she just hop into bed with her ex-husband. They're separated. Which part of that are you not getting? They are separated. Mm-hmm. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're asking whether or not you can trust somebody who says they're separated from their ex and they're living in the same house. Can you be separated and living in the same house? Jeremy reckons they're jumping into bed together left, right and centre.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm sure the temptation will be there that both of them are horny one night.
They hate each other now. They're split up. People don't just hop into bed again.
Have you never heard of breakup sex or angry sex?
In the casino, something as small as the roll of the dice or the spin of the slots holds the thrill of the unknown. Sign up with BetVictor, and when you wager €10, you'll get €50 in bonuses on selected games, plus 100 free spins on Big Bass Splash. Place your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus new customers only. Offer expires within 7 days of sign-up. 40 times wagering requirement. Visit BetVictor.com for T's and C's. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.
Ruben, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ruben?
How are you, guys? Good. Nice to talk to you again.
And you too, Ruben. Great to talk to you. So, Ruben, can you have a relationship with somebody who is separated from their ex but still living in the same house?
Yes, I did. Just to make the story short, we have a discussion. She moved out. She came back 10 years later. I accepted the house because, you know, the mother of my two sons. And I said, well, the house is in both names. You get your room, I get mine, and you do your life, and I do mine. So, as you know, that happened there. We were like probably 4 years like that. Everybody has their own lives.
Okay, so sorry, for 4 years you were living under the same roof with your ex?
That's correct.
Okay, and living completely separate lives. Now, when you say living completely separate lives, you both did your own thing, and the only thing you had in common was the building that you slept in.
That's correct. You know, she works at home, so I was just, as you know, I used to work for Dublin Bus, come back, and I just go home and to my room, I watch TV, and, you know, that's it. There's not much relation.
Okay, so you did stay in the same house together. So,
then it's not a separate life, Adrian. That's the wrong terminology to use. You're not living a separate life if you're in the same building.
You just heard what he said.
No, but
their entire lives were separate.
That's not a separate
except
life.
In the same building.
So that's not a separate life.
How is it not a separate life? Because Ruben, where are you living separate lives?
I don't know. In the same house?
No. Then it's not a separate life if you're in the same house together.
How?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Well, what I try to explain is this, Jeremy, is that when I wake up, I say good morning and I do my stuff and that's it. She does her own. Sometimes at lunchtime she cooks something and says there's some food there in the kitchen you can go and eat, but it's no more than that.
Okay, no more than that. She might be thrown on a bit of grub and she says you can help yourself to the end of that, but it's no more intimate than that.
Oh, nothing. No, God, no, please.
Okay.
No, that thing is nothing happened.
Okay, let's just put Ruben on hold for a sec, Adrian, because I want to give you an example then. Okay.
Why do we need to put Ruben on hold?
Just for a sec, because I want to put it to you first one, then I'll put it to Ruben. Okay, so she said sometimes there's dinner in do you want to have some dinner?
Okay, it's better than being told your dinner's in the dog.
Yeah. How would your wife feel? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you told her today when you went home and she said, "Do you want some dinner?" and you turned around and you said, "No, I'm all right. I had lunch with my ex-wife."
No.
How would she react?
I don't think she'd be delighted.
So you were not. Come on. So
it's a different story.
No, it's not. So you arrive home this evening.
It's a different story. I don't live with my ex-wife.
Exactly. So you arrive home this evening.
Yeah.
And your wife is cooking you dinner.
Yeah.
Lovely dinner. Adrian, do you want some dinner? No. Sure. I had dinner with the ex-wife.
That'd be completely different. That means I went and met her somewhere.
So it's okay to have food with your ex, or it isn't okay to have food with your ex? Which is it?
I didn't say one way or the other, but in order for me to have dinner with my ex-wife, I have to go and meet her somewhere.
No, just tell me.
Didn't happen to meet her in the kitchen.
No, is it okay or is it...
I don't think it'd go down very well.
Okay, sorry. Where the dinner is had is irrelevant, okay?
But it's not really.
No,
because the story of this is that the living circumstances of this couple...
Is it acceptable to eat with your ex?
Depends on the circumstances.
No, it doesn't. It's a yes-no. It's a yes-no.
It's not as simple as that.
Well, it is as simple.
It's not as simple as that.
Ruben's ex-wife was...
He's basically saying it's as simple as that. You should not be having a bite to eat with your ex-wife. End of story.
Oh, we don't eat together. We eat in different times. You know what I mean? She goes probably first, and an hour later, I just go reheated and I eat myself, or vice versa. But we never sat together.
Okay, and during that four years that you lived this lifestyle of living in the same building but not being in a relationship, did either or both of you have other relationships?
Well, as you know, I had one, and she, I don't know if she really has. She never mentioned it. She never bring nobody at the house. So about her, I can't tell you nothing about her. Myself, yeah, I have a friend, and as you know, I moved, if you remember, I moved to Mexico, and I was there for a year, and I come back, and then she decided that she doesn't want me at home, but this is my house too, I don't care, I have my own life, and you get out. And
okay, so you went to Mexico for a year, you've come back to Ireland, and have you moved back into your house?
Just for, it was like 2 weeks, then I moved out. I was lucky to find a place to rent.
Okay,
because
so
she wasn't. Well, she's supposedly going to buy me out, so I'm just waiting for the solicitors to.
Okay, all right. All right. Now, don't want to go into too much detail about all of that,
yeah.
But the question is: can you be in a relationship with somebody who still lives with their ex wife or husband? And you're saying it can work.
Yes, in my opinion, yes, I did it, and. Yeah, Jeremy sometimes says everybody's different, you know, but most of the people, you have no other choice.
And that's what this all comes down to. That's what this all comes down to, Jeremy.
You're getting me wrong.
Some people have absolutely no choice.
You're getting me
but to live together.
Yeah, you're getting me wrong. I absolutely understand that. As I said, if I broke up with my missus tomorrow, which could happen, we'd have to live together, even though we'd hate each other. That's not the point. We're talking about the point from the new partner. And Zoe is in a relationship and going out on dates with a man who was going home to his wife.
So, Ruben, while you were living with your ex, you did spark up a relationship. Did the fact that you were living with your ex cause any issues?
No, at one point she was happy that she's going to get rid of me faster when I got to my girlfriend, you know.
All right, so your girlfriend was happy because she thought your ex-wife would get rid of you quicker, get you out of the house.
Well, she was a little nervous because, you know, meet the ex-wife or be there or whatever. She was hard for her, but she understood and she accepted.
And there you are. So, Jeremy, it did work and can work.
Yeah, I just think these women are being played for fools. And men are being played for fools. I don't mean you, Ruben. I'm just talking...
Well, no, you do obviously mean Ruben.
Maybe I do. I just think I wouldn't be able first. I wouldn't be able to sit in. So I wouldn't be... I'm just picturing the scene. So we had a great date, yeah? Lovely date on Saturday night. And I drop her home to her house and I'm sitting outside in the car. Good night now. And you can't even go in to get the leg over because she's going into where her husband or her ex-wife or ex-husband is living.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I was very short, you know what I mean? It's not that it was one time with my girlfriend going there. It just was short time, but that happens. And I can tell you, in my opinion, or what happened to me was she was okay, the ex.
Did it cause any issues then?
Well, look, it was a very difficult situation. But again, you have no other choice just to...
And again, Jeremy, this is what this all comes down to, ultimately, is the fact that people in a lot of situations have no choice.
You're not hearing me.
It's not like he decided to stay living with the ex-wife just for the convenience of it.
You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. This is not about Zoe's boyfriend and whether or not he has a relationship with the ex-wife. This is about Zoe and whether or not she can put up with the fact that her fella is living with his wife.
But it's obviously have this jealous streak inside you that you can't get rid of.
I do have a bit of a jealous streak. Yeah,
well then, there you go. That's what this is all about. Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Tracy. Well, could you be in a relationship with somebody who was still living in the same house with their ex-wife or husband?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd need to get to know the person and the situation. You'd want to be doing your homework on why they split up so you can get the idea of the kind of person that he is. I lived with my husband for 17 months and we were separated and it was horrible.
Okay, and again, I'm assuming that the reason you had to stay living together was financial.
Well, we're actually renting, so we don't have a mortgage or anything like that, but he just wouldn't live.
Ah, right, okay. So you split up.
It was kind of different, yeah.
Okay, you split up, but he wouldn't leave, so you ended up living together for 17 months. So what was that like? Hell.
It was horrible, absolutely horrible. We have a special needs autistic daughter as well, so I was trying to concentrate on her needs, and he's just horrible. Like, he's a horrible person, and I felt like I was, like, literally a prisoner in my own home.
So would it have been possible, or did it actually happen, where you or him were in a new relationship outside your house?
Well, I don't know about him. I wasn't. Now, I was texting a couple of people, but I wasn't in a relationship with anybody.
And do you think you could have?
I don't know. I don't think my head was in it at the time, you know, but I know someone who lives with her husband and she's in a relationship. And he's recently got into a relationship.
Okay, so both of them are in new relationships, but they're still living together.
Yeah, because they have a mortgage and they have more, it'd be tougher for them, you know. Mm. But it's a horrible situation for the two of them.
No, it's a horrible situation for anybody where you end up having to still share the same house with somebody that you don't want to be with anymore. That has to be very difficult. So how this couple, both of them are in new relationships. How does that work practically? I mean... It's not like you can bring the new girlfriend or the new boyfriend home to the house with your ex-husband in the room next door.
No, they just they take weekends each, like.
Oh, so they have turns of using the house, basically.
No, no, Jesus, no, not using the house, leaving the house.
Oh, leaving the house, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And have they kids together?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another thing that keeps them together, basically. But they have turns of having weekends to themselves.
Yeah.
Now, it does sound messy.
It is messy, but it's just as messy as my situation when I was in. Like, it was horrible living with someone that you hate for 70 a month, having to look at their face every day and everything.
But I'm not talking about your situation now, but don't you think that there's always a, if you were living with an ex, there's always a chance that you could end up back in the bed together or something like that?
No, well in I'm not my talking situation, about you.
No, not in yours. No, not in
yours. Oh, I'm saying there could be a possibility. I was texting someone and he actually commented that to me.
Because our next...
And he actually said, when you're out for a few drinks, you're not feel like when you go home, like, and whatever, and I'm like, no.
Well, our next caller is saying that you're all lying.
Basically. Meaning what?
That anyone who's still living with an ex, the reason is because they want
but
to
no,
get
the no, we know the reason isn't that.
Well, he's saying the reason is they want to get the leg over.
Do me a favour, Tracy.
Let's get him on there.
Yeah, we'll stay there for 1 second. We'll get him on now in a second. And another message is after coming in, which we're going to play when we're just getting it checked over. Tell me about this message.
So JJ has told us about this literally 3 minutes ago. A message came in on WhatsApp from a woman claiming to be the wife or ex-wife of the one in this story.
Oh.
So basically, Zoe is dating this woman's ex-husband, but she's making all sorts of claims. I'm just listening to one of my... Jesus, I'm just listening to my ears. I'm talking to you, so bear with me. She's making all sorts of claims about what's going on with her husband who's still living in the house. So I...
Can we play this message?
I don't think we should play it.
Why, is there anybody identified? Or?
Well, we're getting... Yeah, you can... Sorry, we're getting him... We're getting JJ to disguise the voice message, even disguise it a little bit. But I still don't think we should play it because it could cause...
It's probably going to cause murder anyway.
I know we love drama.
Yeah, we do love drama, so relax there.
But not here. No. Not when you're dealing with people's
okay,
lives.
Let's talk about it in a second. Here is a WhatsApp voice note from somebody completely different and unrelated to what we were just talking about. This is Jess.
No, I think Zoe's way overthinking this, and I think her friends are ridiculous for giving her the wrong advice. Like, you know, if it was the case that he was moving in with his ex-wife only recently, I'd say that is a bit odd. But this was his living situation before he's got with her, so I mean she got with him knowing that he was living with his wife, and all of a sudden now it's a problem. You know, like, if they wanted to be together, they'd be together. It's clearly just it didn't work between them, and it's both their home, and like they said, they can't afford to sell up and just move on, and there's a housing crisis in this country at the minute. I mean, if she's so worried, why doesn't she take him in herself and let him live with her? Yeah, no, I think she's thinking way beyond all of this.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
In the casino, something as small as the roll of the dice or the spin of the slots holds the thrill of the unknown. Sign up with BetVictor, and when you wager €10, you'll get €50 in bonuses on selected games, plus 100 free spins on Big Bass Splash. Place your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus new customers only. Offer expires within 7 days of sign-up. 40 times wagering requirement. Visit BetVictor.com for T's and C's. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.
Now, Jeremy, you've just listened to that message in full, the voice note that came in, and...
Okay, I can't tell you what's on the message just yet because we're getting this altered so that it's not identifiable. Okay, this is a woman, and going by the details she's after giving us, it seems pretty certain. This woman is living with Zoe's boyfriend. Okay, this is the ex-wife, or separated wife. They're still married. And she is she was in a relationship with Zoe's boyfriend. They are living in the house together. This is the woman that Zoe is dropping her husband or dropping her partner off to every single night when they're out for a night out. And she's making claims that there's more to this than meets the eye. And all I was saying...
There's more to what than meets the eye?
This truple. Or what, a truple? Is it a truple or
truple? Truple, yeah.
This truple that's going on. And she's saying...
A truple is a three-way relationship where everybody knows everybody's involved in it.
But then it's not a truple. All I'm saying is this is going to cause major shit. And I don't think... I would have to say I don't think we should play it.
JJ, do you think we should play it?
He's saying yeah. So
we'll be seeing in a second.
Oh, stop being such a drama queen.
Not being a drama queen. I don't want...
Here, everybody has contacted us willingly here. Okay, everybody has contacted us willingly
just
here.
Just go to the calls there for a second. We're getting it disguised anyway. So,
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Evening, boys.
How are you, Trevor? Well, Trevor, could you be in a relationship with somebody who was still living with her ex-husband?
No.
End of.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're still riding that person in the home.
But sure, they're separated, they're broke up, and that normally means that the riding has stopped.
Oh, sorry, they're separated.
They're separated, but they're still living together.
Adrian, I didn't know they were separated. Who said they were separated?
He told his girlfriend that they're separated.
Oh, he told her. Okay. Adrian, every husband needs one. Needs this, you know that?
Every husband needs this. What do you mean by that?
A wife at home and a bimbo outside the house. Who fucking believes that?
Oh, right. So you're basically saying that this is just a yarn. Any man who tells his girlfriend that he's still living with his wife, but they're sleeping in separate rooms is a liar.
Adrian, just listen to how you describe that. Any man who says, no, love, I swear to God, we're not together. I hate her. Well, you sleep in a different bedroom and all. And oh, God, it's so terrible in my house. Come on, let's go up and have a shag.
Okay, we were talking earlier on about how in Ireland there are, what did you say, Jeremy, 15,000 couples
15, 000, yeah.
who are living in this sort of arrangement. They have separated. They're no longer together as husband and wife, and they've no choice but to live together because they can't afford to do otherwise.
And I would say, yes, there is probably a large number of people out there, but there's also a large amount of people out there that say these things. That it's total bullshit. They just want the cake at home or the steak at home and the cake outside the house. And you know what? There's idiot bimbo boards out there that actually fall for this shit.
So you're telling that lady, Zoe, who contacted us in the first place, you're telling her you're an absolute gobshite because he's playing you for a fool.
Absolute muppet. And I tell you, Adrian, you know what? I guarantee if you had her on the air, she'd be like, no, we know he stays in another realm because he told me and I trust him. And then you just have to look
sure,
at
how do you ever
go,
prove otherwise? How do the 15,000 couples who are living separate lives, how do they prove to somebody new that this actually is their arrangement?
Well, if it was me, I wouldn't be bothering with another board until I got rid of the board that I'm living with. Because that just causes a shitstorm. Like, imagine being out with your girlfriend and then going, okay, can you drop me back to my house that I share with my ex, who I used to sleep with? Who you believe I stay in the separate room from? Come on, man.
Again, the point of this is, in an awful lot of situations, for purely financial reasons, because they've a mortgage together and they can't afford to buy two new houses, couples end up having to live together out of necessity, okay? Not out of a want or a desire, out of necessity. Do you accept that there are a lot of people in that situation?
I accept there's some in that situation, Adrian. I don't accept it's the majority because at the end of the day, man, like, if you're looking, like, I'm going to say it as a man, right? If I was with a girl and then I had to be bringing her home to her house that she's sharing with her ex-husband, that she's telling me, oh, no, we don't get on, we don't sleep with each other, we don't do on, we don't talk, we don't look at each other, we don't snuggle, we don't cuddle. I don't think I could believe that.
Okay,
you know
but
I mean? This is a person they've lived
okay.
with.
Yeah, you know, I get all that. Tracy, let me go back to you for one second. You were saying that when you split up with your ex, that was it. You were split up.
Yeah, we were split up. Yeah, he was in a separate room.
So what part of that, Trevor, can you not grasp?
Yeah, why doesn't he grasp that, like?
I just don't think
I didn't go near him.
Because
I didn't want to have anything to do with him. What do you mean you don't believe me? I'm telling you now, I did not go near him. He was in a separate room.
You didn't want to dip the wick sometimes and you just go in for it as a quickie, you know?
Because I didn't want it because I couldn't stand them.
They were properly split up, Trevor. That's the bit.
How
can you not grasp that?
Now, what's this girl's name on the phone?
Her name is Tracy.
I didn't catch it.
Tracy.
Right, Tracy, can I ask you an honest to God, 100% straight question? And will you give me a 100% answer?
Yeah, go on, fire away.
Did you ever just have a little one-nighter with him, you know, on the sly, you know, just to get a bit of the tension relieved?
No.
No? Yeah.
I hate his guts, for God's sake.
like I said, Adrian, minority out there that might be in that situation, but I'd say the majority, it's all bullshit, especially if you're blindly trusting someone who's saying, no, we don't do anything. You gotta fuck off.
Well, you can't disprove it, Trevor. Do you know what I mean? How do you prove that?
You're out of the house.
You have to trust them. It's all about trust. That girl needs to do her research on this relationship that she's in and the kind of person, why they split up, and then she can get an idea of the kind of person. But like, you don't know. He could have been slapping all around for all we know.
Well, Agent, you know what? You know what he needs to do? Invite her to stay over some night.
Seriously.
What, the girlfriend?
Well, the girlfriend, because then you'll know 100% there's nothing between the two of them, wouldn't you?
I know, but who wants to be staying in the same house as the ex-wife now, for a night?
Exactly. But it's the exact same thing.
Well, trust them after that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you're saying that, Adrian, but Zoe's boyfriend is literally living with the ex, living together.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that.
Probably tapping her as well.
So as far as you're concerned, Trevor, if you're being told that is the arrangement, chances are... It's not. Chances are you're being strung along.
Well, me, myself, Adrian, I'm not that gullible to fall for that.
And that's what it is. So anybody who believes that, anybody who's in a relationship with somebody who's still living with their ex, for whatever reason, they're being made fools of, are they?
Yeah, because if you can 100% say to that person, oh, why don't you come on, come stay in week after night, don't mind the ex, you'll be downstairs, I'll be upstairs, come on. If you can't say that to them, then they're full of shit.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Trevor. Now, we were contacted by a lady called Zoe, and Zoe contacted us in the first place because she's going out with a guy, and he lives in the same house as his wife, even though they're separated over a year ago. He says they don't even talk to each other, and obviously they're in separate rooms, but they can't afford to sell up and move separately, and he said it could be another year. So that's the background to this story from Zoe, and she basically wants to know her friends are saying, get out of there, you can't trust them, you can't go out with somebody who's still living with their ex-wife. Let's have a listen to a message that is allegedly, and I say allegedly,
well,
because
no,
obviously...
No, it's not alleged. Well, sorry, the message is we've confirmed that this woman is Zoe's boyfriend's ex-husband.
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife. So this is the woman that is living, that is sharing a house with Zoe's boyfriend, just so we're completely clear. Yeah.
Okay, we've disguised this lady's voice, although I don't know why. Why are we even doing that?
Well, because...
If you're certain it's...
No, I'll explain to you why, because we're dealing with actual human beings here that have lives.
Disguising her voice is going to make no difference,
then. But it does make a difference. It makes me feel better about it.
But they all know who each other is. The only one in this equation that isn't even aware of this podcast is the husband. Or maybe he is now. Okay, let's have a listen to this message.
Just listening to the show, pretty sure that that girl Zoe is my ex-husband's new partner, because he did start seeing someone a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago. We are separated a year. We're still living together, living totally separate lives. We have decided that we are going to go to counselling. So whether it is the same guy or not, I personally wouldn't trust this married man. If it is the same guy, he's never leaving. He's not going to leave me. He's constantly telling me he still loves me and wants to work things out, even though I'm saying no. I wouldn't be opposed to sleeping with him from time to time until, you know, I've sorted myself out with my own living situation. So, no, if it were me, Zoe, get out now, because he's in love with me, and I don't actually think he's ever going to leave, to be honest.
Jesus
is right.
That's my third time listening to it.
Okay, so basically, there's part of me that this smacks of jealous ex-wife. Zoe, get out of here.
Not all ex-wives are jealous, by the way.
Well, this
don't have such a negative.
Okay, that's partly what I'm hearing there. And then I'm also thinking, Zoe,
sorry,
Jesus, get
way,
away
people,
from there.
Sorry, can I just stop you there? The people listening to this live, this podcast live, who are sending in laughing emojis and saying this is gas crack. Sorry, this pisses me off now. I have to go off one for a second.
Sorry, are you going to start lecturing people
listening
to the podcast that we're actually providing them?
No, I actually am.
Don't be such a hypocrite.
No,
hang on.
No. I'm about to say, this is no.
This is no.
You have gone through a divorce and all that shit. Yeah, yeah. You of all people should know this. And I want to say this to all of you who think this is funny.
I'm not hanging out their dirty laundry
in
public.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people who think, oh, this is gas and this is entertainment.
It's a jealous wife.
Would you let me finish? What I'm about to say is, three people's lives here is not a laughing emoji. It's not a laughing emoji.
You're the one who decided to do the bloody topic.
No, I want to do the topic. I didn't want to play the message. I did not want to play the message.
You have to be tied down.
No, rewind back the podcast. Did I want to play the message?
We played the bloody message.
All I'm saying is...
all grown adults here, for God's sake.
You all have the popcorn all out and you all think it's fucking hilarious. God forgive me for cursing. But...
when did you get up on that pedestal, fuck's sake?
No, that's not what...
Get a grip of yourself. Get a grip. You're acting like a fool now.
No. People hear these discussions and they think it's all a laugh and it's a laughing emoji and it's hilarious and stuff like that. And I want to put this question to every single one of you. If this was your life that was being discussed here, you'd be having a completely different attitude.
It's not. Nobody else contacted us about this. Zoe did, and that ex-wife did.
And now we've just played a message telling Zoe, by the way, your boyfriend's riding his ex-wife. And that's supposed to be funny. That's funny how?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. You work in a different show.
No, I don't.
Where am I going now? You're unbelievable.
Again, it's not funny.
You're unbelievable.
What part of it do you think is funny?
You're unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Lorraine.
Is Jeremy on his high horse all of a sudden?
Yeah. Like, what is with the high horse?
It's not to a high horse. I just don't think...
Be careful, you'll fall off it.
No, I just don't think, lads, it's funny.
What sort of a bloody radio show have you been involved in for the last 25 years? Normally you'd be there, Jesus, this is brilliant. You fucking idiot.
You wouldn't be sitting with your popcorn.
You fucking idiot of a man.
Okay. we'll all laugh about it.
You chose to make it a topic. Yeah. You actually chose this topic. When Zoe contacted us, you rang me yesterday morning and you said, here's a class one for you.
Sorry, is Jeremy the husband who's seeing Zoe? No, that's not me.
Anyway, Lorraine.
I just don't like people making a joke about someone's misery. That's all I'm saying.
They're separated. They live together. End of.
People are entitled to a private life.
Where's the misery?
People are entitled to a private life. They are.
Okay.
Why
you put it on a podcast? Yeah,
good question.
Do you not want to publish this podcast
today?
It's
not really a private life.
Anyways.
No, it's not.
Oh, Jeremy, shut up. You're making a fool of yourself.
Yeah, get off your high horse. Seriously. You're going to fall.
You've done this sort of drama for years.
No, I didn't have a problem discussing the topic. It's basically telling Zoe, who I know is listening to this podcast, telling Zoe... from her boyfriend's ex-wife that he's still having... Did she say he's...
I'm going to play the message again in a minute.
Yeah, sure, why not?
You played it.
Lorraine, could you go out with somebody who is still living with the ex?
Yeah.
Oh, you could?
It's all about trust.
And ultimately, that is what it's all about. You're either in a relationship with somebody you trust or you're not, and if you trust them, then it should be... But the belief from somebody like Trevor that the vast majority... of those situations where he says to her or she says to him, I'm still living with my ex-wife or my ex-husband, but we're separated. Trevor believes in a majority of those cases, it's absolute bullshit.
In some of the cases, it is absolute bullshit. With your relationship, you have to judge if you trust your partner. If she has absolutely no trust in her, that is the ex-wife that was on sending the podcast or sending the voice note. Why doesn't she tell Zoe this herself?
That's a good question. Maybe she never met her. And maybe, by the way, that message is actually not about Zoe. It's not about this particular...
Yeah, it could be somebody else.
Yes, yeah. But a very similar story. And as we said, 15,000 couples are in this exact situation, so this is much more common than we think.
Exactly. The housing crisis in Ireland, like, you can't get a house anywhere. If she chose to get in someone that has a ex-wife and has the baggage behind it, you've got to trust your partner. You have to trust your partner. What I got with Jay, he had the ex-wife, the ex-girlfriend and all the kids. It's all about trust.
But he was living with you, though.
We weren't living together straight away, but he had all that baggage behind him as well. You have to trust your partner. If you don't trust them and you're asking opinions of people on a podcast, why are you still there? You obviously have doubts.
Okay, and that is the bottom line, Trevor. Relationships are all about trust. And don't hang around if you don't trust that he's telling you the truth about the arrangement with his ex-wife.
Absolutely agree. And yet we have women out there who are doing the exact same thing, waiting around, trusting his word. Why not say, How about we spend the night together? We do a film in your room.
Would you go to your girlfriend's house if her ex-husband was there?
Yep. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, go on.
Because I would want to know. There's nothing between them. Because if you're willing to bring an outside party into that house, there's obviously nothing between them. But if you're going to go, well, I can't tonight because he's washing his hair in the spare bedroom. Like, I'd be like, what? Get the fuck then. Get lost. Sling your hook. Most blokes are just having that cake at home, going out and getting this little slimy piece on the side, and that's it.
Not all of them. Not necessarily.
No.
There is a majority. I'm agreeing. There is a majority that have got, as you said, have their cake and eat it. They'll go see you and have their way with you and then go home and say they're separated from their wife and then go have their wife. But not all of them are doing it. It's all about trust.
Fair enough. And then you hear about these girls hanging around for 3-4 years until the kids are old enough and until they can sell the house. Yeah, you want to put your life on hold for that long, then you're just a gullible fucking idiot, and then that's it.
I wouldn't put my life on hold for 2 or 3 years for somebody. If they're living with their ex-partner and say you're in a committed relationship with them, say after 2 or 3 months, why not move in together?
Yeah, but if you're in a committed relationship with them, why can't you go to their house then? Because it might be awkward.
I wouldn't feel comfortable if I went to my partner's ex-wife. Like, I would not feel comfortable in that situation. That's just me personally. If you're comfortable doing it,
I get that. I get that. And here you go. And the voice note just came in and said the voice notes. Now, it might not even be about this person, but it's about someone. And she goes, I would be willing to sleep with him sometimes. But sorry, but like, you don't get in. I can't get into bed with a board I hate. Could you get into a bed with a bloke you hate?
Nope.
Well, there you go.
Not.
See, it's full of shit. It's full of shit. Yeah, it's full of shit. It's a bullshit. And Jeremy, how is Zoe? Tell Zoe we said hello when you go home and see her later.
Say again.
I said, tell Zoe hello when you see her later, because you are fucking defending her big time, man. Until you got that text, I was convinced you were the bleeding bit on the side.
I'm Zoe's bit on the side.
Yeah.
Here, can I just say, tell you both of you, I can't even satisfy one woman at the moment.
We've heard that, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know, but you've heard.
I've seen that on toilets in the clubs you DJ.
But again,
God, Jeremy can't even satisfy himself.
Yeah, but it's not a laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter about the other couple. And in fairness, Lorraine, you wouldn't like.
Yes, it is.
You wouldn't like. No,
sorry, Jeremy.
It's hysterical,
it absolutely
it's
is.
Fucking
you know quite
hysterical.
Well it is. He knows quite well it is, by the way.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's
hysterical, Jeremy.
Jeremy, suspend you on a moral high ground. You're normally the one taking the piss in these situations.
Absolutely, and I don't know what's after coming over him. I don't want to play the message. I think I'll play the message again.
You're gone high and mighty.
Yeah, do you want me to play the message again? Let's have a listen Let's have a listen to this woman. This is the woman who claims to be the wife of Zoe's a partner.
Just listening to the show, pretty sure the Batgirl Zoe is my ex-husband's new partner, because he did start seeing someone a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago. We are separated a year. We're still living together, living totally separate lives. We have decided that we are going to go to counselling. So whether it is the same guy or not, I personally wouldn't trust this married man. If it is the same guy, he's never leaving. He's not going to leave me. He's constantly telling me he still loves me and wants to work things out, even though I'm saying no. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to sleeping with him from time to time until, you know, I've sorted myself out with my own living situation. So no, if it were me, Zoe, get out now, because he's in love with me, and I don't actually think he's ever going to leave, to be honest.
Now, there you go. Angela, what do you make of that message?
I actually think she sounds like a woman scorned. I'd say something's happened.
That was my read of that message when I heard it as well.
Sounds like the jealous ex.
Yeah, sounds like a jealous ex-wife. I believe him.
Oh, because every ex-wife is jealous. Jeez, lads.
That's not it. Jeremy, it's not that. I know someone who went through this for 10 years. He caught his wife.
She was around for 8 years.
He wasn't going to go moving out. He said, no way. Why should he move out? She wasn't moving out. So the two of them stayed in the house and lived separate lives. And would Trevor turn around and say, oh, bring her around for a ride. Bring her around for a ride. No, because no matter what, you respect your ex. But what I would do with Zoe, I'd turn around and say, listen, I have it in my head that maybe you could be together on some nights. Is there any chance, can I just meet her and have a chat? That's all it takes. If you're separated, surely the ex-wife would do that. Turn around and go, yeah, no problem.
I've no interest in him anymore. Like, you're welcome to him.
Yeah. And if this wife is able to come on and say, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that, then she'd be more than happy to go, actually, no, he's not. He's trying to get back with me. He's trying to do this. So
okay, the argument here is, and in fact somebody just messaged about this to say, to be fair, to me it sounds like she's actually looking out for Zoe in a sense. Yeah. Like she's looking out for her, she's saying get out of there.
She actually is.
No,
yeah.
She isn't. No, she's not.
Yeah,
she's
she is.
Jealous. No. She's not, Jeremy. She's jealous. I can tell you. I know exactly what it's like because I was that woman scorned. I was that person, you know, and the ex-wives will do that. Ex-husbands will do it as well. So I guarantee you, I can nearly put it down. He's cheated on her before. That's why they've split up. So that's what she's doing. She's making sure she destroys his life.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Yeah. Is it possible to be in a relationship with somebody who still lives with the ex-wife or the ex-husband?
Yeah, I was. I was with someone who was still living in the ex-wife's house.
And how did that work out?
It's fine. Listen, I'm not saying we didn't get on. We weren't compatible. You know, we were kind of better off as friends, blah, 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 that kind of way. But us splitting up had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he lived with his ex-wife. Absolutely nothing.
Well, there you go, Jeremy. Nothing whatsoever.
Okay, but I think, and this
in other words, it wasn't an issue.
I'm not saying this is your situation because this wasn't you, Angela, but I think a lot of mistresses. As in, is that, can you use that word now? It's probably old fashioned, is it?
It's a bit, yeah.
Okay, but a lot of mistresses. Yeah, no, a lot of mistresses, yeah? Believe and will stay. Men are very cunning people. And a lot of mistresses, I think, will tag along and listen to the bullshit coming out of them. I'm going to leave her. I just can't afford to leave. I can't get a rent.
I mean, I can't.
And
that's
the point I'm making, is mistresses can be very gullible, thinking.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's a whole different.
I know, but I'm just saying mistresses can be gullible.
No, but you're arguing, though, that is the likely situation here, that she's just a mistress. She's not. He's just separated from his wife. They're living in the same house.
No. Hello? What podcast are you listening to? We have just discovered.
Oh, with the message that you didn't want me to play.
Yeah, well, I'd heard it anyway. So we have just discovered that this man is actually having his cake and eating it.
According to her.
That's according to his ex-wife. Yeah.
And this mistress, because that's what Zoe is now, unfortunately, is being played.
No, that woman to me came across as a woman scorned, if I'm to be honest. A woman scorned.
Yeah. No, I don't believe the ex-wife.
Yeah.
I don't believe it because I can tell you, when my husband split up with me, I was there. See you next Tuesday. And I am the biggest one to fucking admit that. I was a senior.
And you would have been out to ruin him.
Oh, my God.
Then sending a message like that into our podcast is exactly that sort of playbook. It is exactly that.
Exactly.
She didn't sound vindictive at all. I think you listened to the wrong message.
She said in the message, I'd sleep with him from time to time. Like, who fucking says that? Who says that? Unless you're really trying to stir it up.
All I'm saying is, mistresses can be very naive and thinking, oh, he doesn't love her anymore. He never underestimate the connection that a husband and wife have together.
Bullshit, Jeremy. She came on, she didn't sound vindictive. Of course she didn't.
Thank you. She wasn't.
She's being sarcastic.
I said she didn't sound vindictive.
Yeah.
I said she didn't sound it. That means in her voice. In her words, I mean, she's telling everyone now on this that, okay, I'm separated from my husband. We live together, but I write him every once in a while.
Like, who says that?
That means you're not separated.
Absolutely. All right, good to talk to you as always, Angela. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Dara.
Yeah, I get the same vibe from the message. I feel like the wife sounds a bit threatened and jealous. She's not even sure if it is the same girl. But she's basically just, from my view of that message, is like asserting her dominance, her territory, kind of being like, he's mine, basically, back off. So there's probably a bit of jealousy there, being like, maybe I will sleep with him from time to time if I want to. Like, I think, as she just said at the start, they're living separate lives, so you either are or you aren't. I would say that she's a jealous ex-wife. But yeah, it's very hard to know what goes on behind closed doors. I personally, when I split with my ex, I couldn't even look at him, even though we had to stay in each other's houses from time to time. I would never have gone back there in terms of for sex. So I do think that maybe men are more likely to want to just do it, just to get the ride or whatever, but I don't think women would be as easily swayed to have sex with someone that they don't like. I certainly was never tempted to go back there, and I had stayed in my ex's house plenty of times after that, and was never tempted at all to go near him in that way. And we still stay in each other's house sometimes years later, and I would never dream of going back. So I think there could be situations for sure where the person is just done with the other person, and there really is no threat that they're going to get back or have sex or whatever.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed for your message. And a very quick one from Darren.
Oh, here's the player as usual, acting the big man. Not everyone thinks like him. Fucking idiot.
Who's he talking about?
He's talking about Trevor. Interesting there from Dara, what she said. She said something there that I picked up on. She says that women find it very hard to have sex with people that they don't like. That's the difference between men and women.
Men is different anywhere. Yeah.
Men will literally have sex with people they don't find. I'm not speaking about me, but men generally would have sex with people they don't find attractive, with people they hate. As Adrian says, men would literally stick it into a keyhole in the door.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified when we upload a new episode.